From TV and radio ads to news stories about an unfolding investigation, it has been hard to ignore Epic Charter Schools lately. With multiple law enforcement agencies looking into the school's finances and student enrollment, State Impact Interim Managing Editor Rachel Hubbard spoke with reporter Caroline Halter for a comprehensive look at what's happening and what that might mean for future state policy.
Caroline, we've seen some big releases of information about this story, primarily when new court documents are filed. But let's go back and look at the whole picture with all of the pieces we have today.
Yeah, so the details that we have come from two search warrants filed in Oklahoma County that are part of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigations probe. The first search warrant showed that OSBI's investigator believes Epic's founders intentionally set up the school and its management company to profit off of state tax dollars. And they allegedly did that by having these so-called ghost students on the books.
Okay, remind us again what ghost students are.
So these are private school and homeschool students that were allegedly recruited just to get the money that public schools receive for each student. These students apparently continued what they had been doing with homeschool curriculum or private instruction and received little to no instruction from Epic. The warrant listed many examples of parents signing their kids up for Epic just to get the $800 to $1,000 that you can spend on approved electives, and then teachers getting bonuses for keeping those students enrolled. Now, the second search warrant shows that the scope of OSBI's investigation has widened beyond Epic's founders to include the chief financial officer and some current and former board members.
And Epic is being investigated by federal law enforcement too, right?
Yes. We know from public records obtained by other journalists like Jennifer Palmer at Oklahoma Watch and Andrea Eager at Tulsa World that there are federal investigations happening simultaneously, but we don't know nearly as many details.
And are elected officials taking any action at this point?
Well, Governor Stitt called for an investigative audit of Epic after receiving a briefing from OSBI, but there's no timeline for when that will finish. And here's what Stitt said about that last month.
Whether it's a regular traditional school or a charter school, we're going to hold them accountable. So I'm going to get that audited. In the same sense, I tell people, listen, you're innocent until proven guilty. These are allegations. Let's just relax for a minute and let's find out the facts on what happened and let's punish if there's anybody that's doing anything wrong.
Depending on what we learn from the investigative audit, which would generate a public report, and how these investigations play out, there could be more political will to regulate virtual charter schools by the time the next legislative session rolls around.
Epic has continually denied any wrongdoing. They say they're confident they'll come out of these investigations clean. But what do parents of Epic students think?
Well, Epic remains very popular among parents. I've spoken to several of them, and they've defended the school, saying that they don't think Epic has done anything wrong. Here's one parent. Her name is Amanda Cole, and she moderates the largest Epic Charter Schools parent Facebook group.
I don't think there was any ever bad intentions. I get so offended when I hear people say the founders are only in it for the money, because they aren't. I think it comes down to people are looking for negative and they're trying to twist things as much as they can. I just don't see it from being the type of people that I have been involved with.
Now, Cole, of course, doesn't represent every Epic parent out there, but I saw her attitude towards the investigation echoed by a lot of the parents who are active on that Facebook page.
So just sticking with the state investigation, do we know how things will play out once that wraps up?
So once that's done, it will be up to a prosecutor, and in this case, that looks like it will be District Attorney David Prater, to decide whether or not to bring charges. OSBI will give him a report once they've concluded their investigation, but they won't make any recommendations. And then there's the issue of, if charges are brought and people are found guilty, whether the school would still continue to operate. Oklahoma has only shut down one virtual charter in the past, and that was Able Charter School in 2016. The director of the board that oversees these schools, Rebecca Wilkinson, said Able had inadequate financial reporting and organizational problems. She's refused to comment on Epic while they're under investigation. In the meantime, Epic's enrollment is still rising, and it's continuing to receive state funding. The school now rivals districts like Moore and Edmond in terms of their student count.
Thanks for the update, Caroline.
You're welcome.